An update on the Heathrow airport closure now. In the last half hour, Britain's Energy Secretary, Ed Miliband, said that while the cause of the fire at the electricity substation serving Heathrow was still unclear, there's no suggestion of foul play. And he said the UK's National Grid was making every effort to restore power to Heathrow.
What I know, having spoken to the National Grid this morning, is obviously the fire brigade is on the scene trying to put out the fire, but also the grid is doing everything they can to restore power as quickly as they can to Heathrow. Heathrow is saying that the airport will be closed today until midnight, as you know, but the grid are doing everything they can to seek to restore power. My understanding from grid is that 100,000 homes were without power as a result of this fire overnight. The figure they gave to me a short time ago was that that's down now to 4,000. But obviously this is a fast-moving situation.
And that was Britain's Energy Secretary Ed Miliband. Just to give you the latest from Aer Lingus, they've cancelled all flights to and from London Heathrow Airport today. Aer Lingus and British Airways, the two airlines affected by this Heathrow closure. Aer Lingus is contacting impacted customers directly, and customers are advised to visit aerlingus.com for the latest information. Let's talk now to Sally Gethin, aviation expert, and our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal. And Tommy, maybe you'd remind us how this unfolded, a fire at an electricity substation, and what happened next.
Yeah, it was in the early hours of the morning, Anya, when word filtered through that this had occurred, and residents who lived nearby reported hearing some form of explosion at the time. It actually didn't just impact the airport, it impacted thousands of homes around the area. Many residents have been evacuated and still haven't been brought back to their homes. The video footage, if you have seen it, of this blaze is really quite dramatic. Huge plumes of smoke, towering flames overhead. But of course, we know that the real impact of this is really quite significant now, with thousands of flights from Heathrow Airport now disrupted and the airport set to remain closed for the rest of the day.
And Ed Miliband saying it wasn't sabotage, no foul play. This was simply an accident. But it does raise a lot of questions about the UK's infrastructure capacity at one of the busiest airports in the world.
Yeah, he did say that it was unprecedented and that the focus for the moment is to try to restore power and to begin unwinding the travel disruption. He said it was too early to talk about lessons that could be learned, but he did indicate too that lessons would have to be learned. London Ambulance Service has confirmed that nobody was injured in this blaze, so that is good news. But the disruption that it is going to cause is really quite significant.
And Sally Gethin, to bring you in here, I mean, we obviously people flying directly to London from Dublin are immediately affected, as well as everybody else trying to fly to Heathrow. But also because Heathrow is such an important hub, the impact on connections and long haul in particular, because Carol Coleman's been telling us there are a lot of US bound passengers at Dublin Airport. They've checked out of their hotels. They've literally nowhere to go until somebody can find them a plane back to the States.
Yes, there definitely is going to be a big knock-on effect, and it's because obviously Heathrow is a big international gateway as well, but not just Dublin, I mean Shannon Airport. I've had a statement from Shannon saying that they've already been facilitating diverted flights to land at Shannon, and those are long-haul flights like from Toronto and Barbados and other places in the United States. So, you know, Ireland has an important role to play in a situation like this in facilitating those diverted flights, as well as handling, you know, the passengers that are disrupted on the two airlines that you mentioned, Aer Lingus and British Airways. So, it's obviously Heathrow being a gateway, it's so important. It connects to all the major hubs and other destinations in Europe. So there will be a knock-on effect for days to come.
And it's just remarkable that there was no backup, that this is able to happen in the 21st century.
Well, we really don't know what's behind it. And I'm sure Mr. Miliband will be right on the case right now. There should be redundancy. You're absolutely right. We would expect it. But we don't know the exact causes of it. And I really think from an aviation point of view, the airport, you know, has to simply crisis manage the impact on the airport itself and make sure that there's no risk to passengers, firstly, in terms of their physical safety and beyond that as well.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. That's our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell, and Sally Gethin, aviation expert.